Expand your mind and enrich your world. It's time for another outstanding podcast from ICRT.
Writing about the history or the politics of a place is one thing, but how do you capture the texture of daily life? The sights, the smells, the little quirks of culture that define a city or a region? Well, it's a difficult task, but that's just what a group of Taipei-based writers set out to do with Taiwan Tales, a newly released anthology of short stories all set against the backdrop of Taiwan. Today on the show, we'll be speaking with some of the writers behind these stories to hear what bit of Taiwan they feel they managed to capture in their writing. Our first writer today is an American expat working in Taiwan as a software engineer.
My name is Patrick Whalen.
The anthology was put together by the Taipei Writers Group, and Patrick says they felt that they could provide a different perspective on life in Taiwan than what's been given before.
Most of the books out there are, you know, travel or history or science or something. We wanted to do something kind of unique on this, so we all chose to write fiction, which gives its own form of truth, of course. Even though it's fiction, you still get some kind of human truth in there about the culture or the people of an area.
Patrick's story centers on a washed-up American baseball player by the name of Roger Jurgensen, who comes to Taiwan for a second chance to play. But this player's second chance gets off to a bit of a rocky start.
It was Mr. Wu who came to Jurgensen one afternoon after watching a third disastrous loss and said they were going out. Wu told Jurgensen to leave his wallet behind. He didn't need any money. Now I think you've at least read about the gentleman's club.
Patrick says, on top of Taiwan's love for baseball, he was also hoping to put on display the island's culture of kindness.
Of course, living here in Taiwan, there's a lot of interesting aspects to it, like the people, mostly the culture. And I wanted to try to show that in the story, you know, the amazing hospitality of the culture here. And so this, I wrote about this American baseball player who has this problem. And then he comes over here to play, and he kind of finds out maybe his problem through the experiencing the Taiwan culture, the people here.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, well, I hope it's not revealing too much to say that this culture and hospitality, in your story, it changes this character. So I'm wondering if this is based on personal experience at all. I mean, do you feel like you've been changed by this culture in any way?
I think I have. I mean, myself, being an American, we're very a little bit distant and closed off and maybe don't trust people as much as we should. And coming over here is amazing how generous people are. They're willing to help you. And even if you just stand there looking like you're lost, someone will probably show up and help you, show you the way to wherever you want to go.
Mm. And do you think that there's some way that, you know, having this kind of experience day in, day out over time of being surrounded by that kind of generosity, is there some way that changes people?
I would hope so, yeah. I kind of hope that I've adjusted or become more Taiwanese, I would say, from losing some of my that selfishness or standoffishness that we Americans have if we're approached by strangers or something. Because, you know, in America, we're all driving cars. Here, mostly I take the public transportation, which is much more convenient than owning a car. And, you know, you're closer to people, and so you have to interact with people much more. And you definitely see that kindness and friendliness of the culture here.
Patrick says he's been writing since college and started taking it more seriously about 10 years ago when he began writing complete novels. So I was curious if he felt that Taiwan served as any kind of inspiration for him. He said, absolutely.
There's a lot of opportunities here to find material and write about. As a writer, you're always, many writers have, I think, have lived overseas for that extra input that a different culture provides them. It's incredible. Every day you're learning something, and it's a very good experience for writers to live outside their comfort zone or outside their culture, because of that experience, just the things you learn, different aspects about the way people act, and you know,